Photographs from a Prison. In the era of Saddam Hussein, Abu Ghraib, 20 miles west of Baghdad, was one of the world's most notorious prisons, with torture, weekly executions, and vile living conditions. As many as 50,000 men and women, no accurate count is possible, were jammed into Abu Ghraib at one time, in 12-foot by 12-foot cells that were little more than human holding pits. In the looting that followed the regime's collapse in April 2003, the huge prison complex, by then deserted, was stripped of everything that could be removed, including doors, windows, and bricks. The coalition authorities had the floors tiled, cells cleaned and repaired, and toilets, showers, and a new medical center added. Abu Ghraib was now a U.S. military prison. Most of the prisoners, however, by the fall of 2003 there were several thousand, including women and teenagers, were civilians, many of whom had been picked up in random military sweeps and at highway checkpoints. They fell into three loosely defined categories: common criminals, security detainees suspected of crimes against the coalition, and a small number of suspected high-value leaders of the insurgency against the coalition forces. In June 2003, Janis Karpinski, an Army Reserve Brigadier General, was named commander of the 800th Military Police Brigade and put in charge of military prisons in Iraq. General Karpinski, the only female commander in the war zone, was an experienced operations and intelligence officer who had served with the Special Forces and in the 1991 Gulf War, but she had never run a prison system. Now she was in charge of three large jails, eight battalions, and 3,400 Army reservists, most of whom, like her, had no training in handling prisoners. General Karpinski, who had wanted to be a soldier...